Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
Hey there, this your old pal Justin LeBlanc. When I'm not mooching some of that fine Jacques Daniel whiskey and a plate of right fine gumbo off my best friend Woodrow Boudreau and that sassy sack of wife of his old Lisbon, I'm listening to those two wacky Cajun John Boy and Billy right there on that there Big Show. Hoo-wee, they is funny, I guarantee.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, says the
Superfly.
No, the rooster. Yes, the French rooster. Well, here we are. Hump Day, April the 3rd. Good, man. We're going to have a good old time this morning. Going to get hands and off the couch there. Sports briefs coming up there. We're going to play outbursts. Get us a fresh batch of Tatertainment News and John Boy Jeopardy. We'll beat the blonde. Going to be awesome. Glad you're here. Let's see what kind of national days we can get incited about.
Huh? It's well, hope it doesn't incite us.
X, put an X on that instead of the N. That means a whole new different thing. Doesn't it? Funny how syllables can change your life sometimes. Mm. National Chocolate Mousy Day. Why don't they spell it right then?
French. Word.
Yeah, some French. Stick with the fries. National Find a Rainbow Day. Find a rainbow. I don't know what that means unless it's been a storm. And
maybe because it's supposed to be so rainy. I don't know.
Okay, it says look for something maybe at the end, like God's promise. He wouldn't flood the whole world again. So you find one. A little promise. So, yeah, I don't know. What does that mean?
You've been reading again, or you just from memory?
Yeah, just.
That's cool.
It just pops up random, you know.
The message, right?
Yeah. Okay, look for a rainbow. Get you some moosey. Yeah, National Walking Day. Yeah, we walked. Walked from the truck in here.
And complained about it.
Yeah. National Tweed Day. Tweed. Yeah. Is that like a fabric?
Yeah, it is. And it's a pattern. It's kind of like checkerboardish, yeah, but
kinda like a-
yeah.
But it's a dude too.
I've got a couple of Rayford's old tweed jackets.
But never mind, because this says it's a day to consider the cost of political corruption.
Well, how's this?
Let's see. It's on the birth date of William March Tweed, the New York City political boss whose tweed ring stole millions from the city in the mid-1800s.
Well,
look how you got to find out
about it. I know. I've never heard of it.
I'm part of the tweed ring.
They don't sound very dangerous.
No, they don't.
But well-dressed.
You're
the tweedy birds. It was like that. Tweed ring. All right. Political corruption. Good thing we got rid of that.
Yeah.
And finally, it's National Film Score Day. Recognize the musical masterpieces called film scores. Maybe we'll get to those a little later. I know we are going to speed up Hanson's intro.
Okay.
That's a two-hour tease, man. You got to be here for that. Yeah, wake up. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning. Got a Big Show on the radio. Get the first prize pack out. We got a year subscription to Mossy Oaks Gamekeepers magazine, plus a cool LS tractor cap. Go to lstractorusa.com. Find your local dealer. Learn why customers start blue and stay blue. Get you ready to play this outburst. The 3 dates in history where we get our categories. 07, April the 3rd, Rolling Stones guitarist Keith Richards denies saying he smoked his father's ashes in an interview.
I heard that.
Wow, so it must have been a thing going around.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? I don't remember.
Oh, I do.
Some kind of rumor deal?
Yeah. And that rumor stuck around for a long time, too.
All right. Let's move up to 08. Naomi Campbell is arrested at London's Heathrow Airport for allegedly assaulting a police officer. Naomi Campbell. I'm trying to picture her.
How do I explain her?
She's the pretty one.
Is that the one that was in Waterboy?
No.
No.
No, okay.
No, I'll have to pull a picture of her for you.
All right, we'll look at that later. So just remember, Naomi in an airport. And
she has a temper.
2010, Apple Inc. released a first-generation iPad, a tablet computer. 2010 on this day.
I got about 5 of them. Y'all want one?
Is that right?
Yeah, the first 10.
I can't believe that. It's 14 years ago.
Yeah.
Time. All right, well, there's our categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOW. She told free line. We'll play Outburst next. Good morning, it's the Big Show on the radio. Today's featured track from the Big Show Bitbox, sponsored by the Coca-Cola 600 Sunday, May 26th, Charlotte Motor Speedway. Hoyt and the Junior Nation Band, My Bracket's Got a Hole in It. Those are most of ours, does that first big log look at it say. Man, maybe Hoyt and the boys can feel my pain. We can work through this together. Yes, only 99 cents each. Expert keyword bracket. When you hit the bit box at thebigshow.com. Hey, right now. Let's get that.
Outburst. Let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Frankie from Rock Hill, South Carolina. Do it like Naomi.
We'll have a big show time.
Hey, you say good morning, Frankie.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Hey, man. I think we're doing all right.
She has some anger issues.
Yeah,
she did.
Naomi, okay. Tater, show me a picture. Naomi, Kim. I didn't know she was a sister. That's right.
Yeah.
I've seen her. She's like a supermodel, right?
And I was trying to explain. You would see her with Cindy Crawford. They would do a lot of things together.
Yeah. Okay,
and she was
I
in
got
the,
you.
Yeah.
So she said, hold my earrings. I'm going to assault this police officer.
Don't touch her.
All right. Well, we'll be getting to the airport in a second. Frankie, glad you made it in here, buddy. Let's get you through here. You ready for category number one?
Yes, sir.
In 5 seconds, three famous guitarists. Ready? Go.
Keith Richards, Jimi Hendrix, Eric Clapton.
Bam. Three goodens. And now, here we go with Naomi. Looking around, give us three things in an airport. Ready, go.
Police, escalator, passengers.
Bam. And for the win, three things made by Apple. Ready, go.
iPad, iPod, iPhone.
And there he is, Frankie down Rock Hill. Winning big prize pack. Way to go, Frankie. You hang on, Jackie will hook you up.
Okay, I'm a first-time caller.
All right.
Can I give a shout-out?
Well, you go ahead, then I'll moo you.
I'd like to shout-out to my beautiful wife and my beautiful daughter.
Well, there you go, Frank. You and yours, buddy. All right, let's jump out and catch you up with what went on around you overnight. Ooh, we're going to have us an early morning pop-in, looks like, right on the other side. This big show on the radio early Wednesday, April 3rd. Well, I saw him come in, but I seem to have lost track of him. I'm sure when he's ready, he'll
pop in. Don't mind if I do. John Boy, Billy, Randy, Jackie, Tater, my love, Andy behind the glass. What's up?
Well, good to see you, Stan. So what prompted to pop in today?
Acceptable query. Fair submission. A respectable third degree, if that makes sense. I would like to say that I missed all of you.
Really?
Yes, I'd like to say that, but the truth is that I'm merely killing time, running out the clock. I believe intense dawdling would also work. You see, my ball-capped young friend, spring approacheth, and my mind goes to one topic.
Romance?
No, the Department of Motor Vehicles.
The what?
The Department of Motor Vehicles, or the good old DMV.
You know, you can do all that by mail.
That's true, but you never know what eligible young female may be sitting in the waiting room.
Boy, I never thought about trying to find a date at the DMV.
Oh, it is an overlooked gem, my friend. But some of those gems are a tad unpolished, a raw nugget, an unvarnished babble.
What?
An unvarnished babble. That's not to say it's a slam dunk every turn at the hoop. For example, I wound up dating a girl that worked at the DMV.
Really?
10-4, senor. However, the relationship proved to be problematic. You see, it was like she brought her work home with her.
So how so?
Well, she'd make me wait forever for something that only took 5 minutes.
Ouch.
It's probably my fault. When she said she was after my heart, I didn't realize she was just trying to get me to sign the organ donor card.
Well, love is a pretty complicated landscape.
True that, my brother. But I will say that the last time I got my license, it got me out of a traffic ticket, a moving violation, a vehicular infraction, if you will.
I sense a story.
A brief but amusing one. I was pulled over by a local constable. I said, what seems to be the problem, officer? He said, you're speeding, and not only that, you're driving down the center of the road. He retorted. I replied thusly, but officer, I have a permit from the DMV to do that very thing. And I produced the reference document. It said, see here, it says, tear along the dotted line.
That's quite a loophole you got there, Sam.
That's what she said. Well, I think I'll go get ready to get in line. You know, scope out the potential talent.
So any words of advice for somebody going to the DMV?
Yes.
What?
Never get in line behind the devil.
What?
Never get in line behind the devil.
Why?
Because he takes many forms. Boom, roasted.
Well, it was good seeing you. No, next time you're over this way, don't forget.
Happen? I always do. Later, taters.
Thank you.
Good morning. This is a big show on the radio. Well, there's always something exciting happening in beautiful, dismal Seepage, South Carolina. And here to tell us all about it, the mayor himself, the Honorable Merwin Q. Fiddleswoop. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, John Boy, and all your wonderful listeners.
Well, spring has sprung around here, and I'm sure you and all your fellow dismal Seepagians are set to celebrate in grand style.
Damn skippy, John Boy. And it's the perfect time to announce our 35th annual Dismal Seepage What's the Big Dill Pickle Festival.
Well, everybody loves a pickle. So is this anything like the big Mount Olive Pickle Festival?
No. Those rubes only dedicate one day to their little pickle shindig. We give folks a whole big weekend, and what a weekend it will be. First is our traditional parade down Main Street. All the Shriners have transformed their little cars into shiny green pickles.
They really did that?
Well, of course. It's their bread and butter.
Ah, pickle joke.
Going to be a bunch of them. Okay. Festival goers will be entertained by the Ain't Bees Kerosene Pickle All Kazoo Band.
I guess kazoos all look like pickles.
That was supposed to be a surprise, but yeah, they look like pickles.
Neat.
Neat. And bringing up the rear will be Jerry the Snout Doolittle, finishing up his 100-mile journey pushing a pickle with his nose.
Wow, so I wonder how many pickles he'll go through.
Well, from what I understand, it's usually about 1,000.
Neat.
Neat. See, we found our little catchphrase, haven't we?
Yeah.
And the weekend will be filled with all sorts of pickle-centric activities. We'll have a big prickle eating contest.
You mean pickle, right?
Wrong again, John Boy. These are prickles. It's a hybrid of a pickle and a cactus.
Wow. Do you take the spikes off?
Well, if you don't, you wish you had. And that goes for going in and coming out.
Neat.
Potsy and Mouth called. They want their word back.
Anything for the kiddos.
Of course, John Boy. Lots of neat stuff. We'll have a big pickle hunt. We've hidden over 200 pickles around the fairground, and one lucky child will find a pickle with a $1,000 bill rolled up inside.
Wow, that sounds...
Don't say it. And we'll have the big Peter Piper competition where kids will compete to see who can say the Peter Piper tongue twister the fastest.
Ah, Peter Piper picked a bag of pickle peppers.
Neat.
I guess I should have worn a poncho. Oh, but Hanson's a moist talker. We'll have a big kissing booth sponsored by Mother Pucker's Super Sour Pickles. And of course, we'll have pickle making contests, all manner of pickle delicacies to sample, and a big concert on Sunday night featuring Half Sour Sandy and the Gherkins. It's going to be a weekend to remember.
Hey, so what happens to that $1,000 in the pickle if nobody finds it?
So come on down to the big, dismal seepage. What's the Big Dill Pickle Festival? It's really
neat.
I wish you'd shut up.
Good morning. You got the big show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
I stand on the hill, but not for a thrill. For the breath of a fresh keel. And never mind the man who contemplates doing away with license plates. He stands alone anyhow, baking the cookies of discontent by the heat of the laundromat vent. Leaving his soul. And then like in poetry, I go dot, 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 you know, kind of off-center. Leaving his soul. Parting the waters of the medulla oblongata with John Boy and Billy on the big show. You like that one, John Boy? Yeah!
Sound the trumpets. Man, I wish I had my trumpet. That's the best I can do now. It's horse racing time. Saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code Big Show. Only on the DK Horse app. Use code Big Show.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and challenge all-star.
And speaking of all-stars, All Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just great. That's great.
It's a big show on the radio. It's great this Wednesday morning.
You know it. Big Bang Boom.
Looking forward to Tatertainment News.
You're? I mean, awesome. Glad you are.
I mean, man. Favorite time of our hump day radio pleasure.
Oh, whatever.
Hey, have I told y'all about my wonderful thing this time?
Don't want y'all. All the time.
Don't want y'all to miss out on wonderful thing giveaway number 98. That brand new genuine leather Stetson phone case / wallet. These years looking at it, I had no idea it was a phone case. And Randy gives great gifts, so this is probably the live your only chance to receive a Randy gift. I wasn't going to do it right in front of him. I forgot he was the one that gave it to me, but he gave me a cool wallet my birthday earlier. I can't lose it.
Who'd you give that one to?
I'm still trying to figure out how to put that little deal you gave me, the tag, to tag it.
Yeah, the air tracker. Yeah,
so I can never lose it.
Yeah.
But I think I've lost the air tag.
Oh, perfect.
They might show up as my wonderful thing here.
How about next
in a couple
birthday,
of years?
I just take some of my money and throw it in the garbage.
Oh, no. Would that be all right? Our listeners wouldn't get a shot at this wonderful
well, that's
thing
what it's
here.
All about.
Didn't of you know it. You had to tag his tag so he wouldn't lose the tag?
Feel free to check it out at thebigshow.com and see what we mean about those great gift giving of Randall.
Shut up.
We'll give away Friday. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. Always go to We Get a Winner. We got a Southern East Pets Pack for you. We all love our dogs, and if yours has anxiety issues like during a thunderstorm, you got to try the bacon-flavored pet CBD gummies from Southern East Pets. Go to southerneasepets.com. You look for their link at thebigshow.com. Use code JBB for an exclusive offer. Must be 18 to win, and we'll play in minutes. Right now, it's time for Tatertainment News, and here's our girl, the multifaceted Marcy Tater Morez.
Sorry. Some sad news out of Hollywood first. Last Thursday, actor Louis Gossett Jr. passed away at the age of 87.
Wow.
He starred in films like Iron Eagle, The Principal, Enemy Mine. It was the alien in that
one.
Yeah,
it was a good one, yeah.
Josephine Baker's Story. He made his final appearance in last year's release of The Color Purple. So that was the last time that he was on screen.
What was he the sergeant and an officer and a gentleman?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, good. I thought that was him. All right.
I was just tested.
Oh, well,
hey.
You tripped her up, man.
Are you familiar with Angie Harmon? She was the actress in that Izzy and... Okay. Well, there's an actress. Her name is Angie Harmon. She was married to a popular quarterback as well. I don't remember his name either.
The name you might know.
So Angie Harmon is mourning the death of her dog. What happened, you may say? Well,
what happened?
Rumors are that Angie lives here in Charlotte, North Carolina. And she had an order through Instacart, and the Instacart driver, during delivery, shot her dog. Shot her dog.
Man. Well,
now, the driver is claiming self-defense. He said that the dog attacked him. But Angie says that didn't happen, saying that the driver didn't have any scratches, no torn clothes. The dog did not attack. But her doorbell camera wasn't working at the time. It was being charged, so there's no video of it.
How convenient.
Police came out, and no charges were filed against the driver. But, of course, she went to, you know, her social media, and all her celebrity friends are also upset about that. But I would be upset, too, you can't just, I mean, I see kick the dog, but, you know, pull out your firearm and shoot the dog.
So, I mean, delivery drivers are packing.
Exactly.
That may be the, you know, if you have things delivered to your house.
I don't guess there's a rule against
Well, it could be. There could be.
So.
No, okay. Yeah.
Got to look into that.
All right, yeah. Well, the main thing, I want to know what quarterback she was married to.
Okay, I'll look that up while
y'all
discuss.
No, you don't have to do it right now.
No, I should
have
known that. I looked really quickly. Hey, Monday night, the iHeart Music Awards happened. So another award show. And Cher fans are a little upset about what happened to her during the show. They say she was upstaged by singer Jennifer Hudson. You remember Jennifer Hudson, American Idol? She has a TV show now. Well, Cher was accepting the Icon Award. And before accepting, she was on stage with Jennifer to perform her big song, Believe. And apparently, Jennifer Hudson had to belt out, you know, got louder and louder. In her part, according to the Cher fans.
Right.
And then she just, you know, and at the end, when the song was over, oh, she wasn't done. She had to hit one high note to end the song. So Cher fans are upset and said, seriously, chill, Jennifer. Why are you trying to upstage Cher? I mean, she's getting the Icon
Singing
Award.
Singing louder than that high note at the end. That's not right.
Why are you showing your talent? But they're upset about that. But at the award show, Beyonce and Taylor Swift won a bunch of awards. Beyonce was there, apparently in her new persona. She looked like a cowgirl. And
that's right. She's gone country, ain't she?
And she won.
Well, the way country is today, she probably could. Yeah, go ahead.
Lots of rhinestones.
It's been rap music with a country twang for years anyway.
Yeah. I remember Colt Ford, the first country rapper we had him on the show. Thanks a lot, Colt.
Blaming that man.
Yeah, let's blame Colt.
Well, she won the Innovator Award. Stevie Wonder presented her with that. And so Taylor wasn't there because, you know, she's
Still touring.
Touring and out and about. But she, you know, phoned it in. She won like 6 awards plus, and so she did a video. And so,
when's she going to start sending old Travis Kelce to decline it for the Indians?
I'd like to accept this award on behalf of my Tay-Tay.
But he has to be in full football uniform. You know?
Yeah, we need to know it's him. There you go.
Awesome, Tater. Good job there, baby. Get to work on that quarterback.
Yes.
We got some delivered guys running around shooting dogs in my home city.
Be safe.
All right. Well, let's get us a winner. Let's play John Boy Jeopardy. We review yesterday's question. We found
Jason Sehorn.
Jason Sehorn.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah.
Huh.
You don't know him.
No.
Okay.
All right, well, we'll look up and see if we'll work with it a little later. Where were you?
Jeopardy.
Yeah, John Boy Jeopardy here. Oh, reviewing yesterday's question. The ancient Romans considered this fruit as the most precious and prized of all. The apples.
Apples,
yeah, very popular. All right. Today's John Boy Jeopardy. According to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, this biodegradable product takes up the most space in American landfills.
Those dog poop bags that everybody collects their dog poop in.
I told you that was going to get bad.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. No, but good guess. What y'all got? 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. It's a big show on the radio, humming through your hump day. Today's featured track from the Big Show Bitbox, sponsored by the Coca-Cola 600. Happens Sunday, May 26th at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Hoyt and the Junior Nation Band, a timely tune entitled My Bracket's Got a Hole in It. Search for keyword bracket. Hit the Bitbox at thebigshow.com. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America. It's John Boy Jeopardy. And now, a man who says the biggest load of potential garbage found in America's landfills actually is the EPA. He's John Boy.
Thank you. Let's say hey to Alan right out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Hey, buddy. Good. Welcome. All right, according to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, this biodegradable product takes up the most space in American landfills. So you got the first shot at it, Alan. What you think?
I would say paper.
You say paper? Let's see.
Seven is set!
Well, yeah. Simple, yeah.
Here.
It's like they said they find newspapers from the 1960s are still intact and you can read them, right? Oh,
yeah. Well, paper doesn't decompose well when it's compacted.
Ah, that's a deal, huh?
Right.
All right. Well, look at us learning. All right. Alan, good work, buddy. You got the big old Big Show prize pack of the Southern Ease Pets Pack from our friends at Southern Ease.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. What are we doing on the other side? Oh, it's our time capsule, but it's April 3rd. Go, hang on.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Hello, Hightown Incorporated.
Hey, is this Mr. Pesto?
All my life, want to fight about it?
John Boy and Billy here. How's it going, sweetie?
In the words of Mad Max, how do you think it's going?
In the words of Hoyt, not too good.
In the words of my grandma at the VFW, bingo.
Well, I won't try to drag it out of you. Is Murray in?
Yeah, I think he's in the booth.
What booth?
The voiceover booth.
When did you guys get a voiceover booth?
About 17 years ago.
Do what?
Murray had it built so our stable of voice actors could come in the office and record auditions for TV commercials and stuff.
Now, wait a minute, Seal. We've been with you guys for 25 years. How come we've never been in a booth?
Well...
Wait, let me guess. Murray thinks we're a couple of hillbilly radio goobs that can't voice act our way out of a paper bag.
Dude, if you're going to ask a question before you jump to conclusions, how about you give me a chance to answer it?
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. Now, the reason you've never been in the booth is... Murray thinks you're a couple of hillbilly radio hicks that can't voice act your way out of a paper bag.
Isn't that what I just said?
No, you said goobs. Murray says hicks.
So what's he doing in a booth?
Ask him yourself. Hold on, I'll patch you through. Murray! Jim Bond, Bobby, I'm two! Heads up! They just found out we had a booth! Please be ready.
Thank you.
Hello, Jimbo.
Yeah.
Love you. Mean it. Uh-huh. Hey, babe, glad you called. Red Hot Talent is on the verge of something really big. You guys have seen the homeless voiceover guy on YouTube, right?
Oh, you mean a weird-looking guy with a cardboard sign and a great set of pipes?
That's him. He's what we in the biz call a viral video sensation. Mm. The clip goes up Monday, 3 million hits. Tuesday, he's on every newscast in the country. By the end of the week, he's done Entertainment Tonight, Jimmy Kimmel, national TV spots, got hired by the Cleveland Cavaliers, fallen off the wagon, been on Dr. Phil, and checked into rehab, and he's still got the weekend.
Okay, so he had a hot week. Why are you so interested in the homeless voiceover guy?
Because Red Hot Talent has a brand new client. Dumpster Dick.
Dumpster Dick?
Ah, you've heard of him.
No.
Jimbo, I don't want to brag, but I've been in this business a long time. I know how to spot a hot trend. Mm. Dumpster Dick is about to become the king of homeless voiceover guys.
Now, let me get this straight. Homeless voiceover guys is a hot new trend.
It will be when I get this demo tape finished. That's why I'm in the booth. He came in yesterday for a recording session. You know, he was only here for an hour, but he left quite an impression behind. Which reminds me, Seal, put a large bottle of Febreze on the shopping list.
So what's Dumpster Dick sound like?
Well, hold on just a sec. I'll play you a couple of the rough clips. Hey, check this one out. Walmart, you need some for your house? They got that.
What's with the bleeps?
Well, 20 years in a cardboard box has kind of unhooked the filter between Dumpster Dick's brain and his mouth. Wait, here's a good one. Kraft macaroni and cheese. Need a quick meal for the family? Well, then drag your fat ass up off the couch and go buy some. What the f*** is wrong with you?
Sounds like he's wound kind of tight.
Well, see, that's why I'm working with him. Hmm. Oh, you'll really like this one. Check this out. The Big Show with John Boy and Billy, the two craziest motherfuckers on the air today. If you ain't listening, then you. Sorry, See, if we can get the language problem licked, this guy is going to be big.
You know, Murray, if you want a guy with a decent voice, a bad liver, and a messed up brain, why don't you just use Rayford?
You know, Jimbo, I'm not used to talking this way to a client, but that is a brilliant idea. Tell you what, get Rayford to meet me under the Davidson Street Bridge at 4 o'clock. I'll bring a cardboard box and a bottle of Old Fitzgerald. We'll have him in fighting shape in no time.
Glad to help.
You're the best, babe. Let's do the lunch thing later. Have your machine call my machine. And give my love to Bobby.
That's Billy.
Him too. And Jimbo.
What?
Call me.
John Boy and Billy.
Boy, all crazy.
Morning radio done right.
Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio, rolling through your April 3rd, springtime 2024. Good time to see what's going on at J.D.'s.
Hello.
County, friends. Well, spring has done sprung up on us. And with weather getting warmer, it's time to start thinking about getting back out in the great outdoors and trying to hide from the law on your less than legal backwoods activities. That's why right here at JD's 24-hour drive-through Pawn and Gun Auto Parts Pharmaceutical Adult Gift Bait and Tackle Discount Cigarette Outlet has you in mind for the steamy hot months ahead. That's right, friends. It's the JD's. It's gonna get hot soon, and we need some junk sale-o-rama. Save time getting your yard took care of with JD's all-new 1,400 horsepower, 17-speed beer urine-powered 360-degree lawnmower. Get your grass cut up for 400 acres in less time than it takes to apologize for a racist pastor. We got Blu-rays, tow chains, brake rotors, Zantac, hog collars, G-strings, spinner baits, bedliners, bail bonds, denture glue, Marlboros, and more naked lady silver mud flaps than a truck stop in Iowa. Spend your spring and summer with JD's all-new backyard hammock accessory kit featuring a tequila drip IV and high-definition ESPN posted to the tree of your choice, fully protected from rain damage from our brand new steel cable from your neighbor without getting caught technology. Hey, we're more innovative than an MIT math student. We got trail mix, boxer shorts, tranny fluid, Pepto, subwoofers, KY dirty books, beer kegs, and the largest assortment of Walker Texas Ranger posters east of the Mississippi River. Limit two per customer, please.
I've got plans this weekend.
And with all the warm weather coming up and all, treat your old lady by entering the JD Summer Getaway Contest. Register at any location for a fun field week in North Wilkesboro, North Carolina, where you and a toothless girl of your dreams can sit back and watch the grass go through one of NASCAR's most famous tracks. It'll be more fun than watching a fat girl on a reality show.
All right, now that does it. We're going back to watching TNA wrestling.
So what are you waiting for? Get your butt on down to JD's 24-hour drive-thru Pawn and Gun Auto Parts Pharmaceutical Adult Gift Bait and Tackle Discount Cigarette Outlet and get a free 18-pack of iced beer just for filling out our survey on There Ain't Nobody to Vote for President this year. Come visit our new location in West Memphis, Arkansas on Interstate 40 next to Big Willie's House of Deer Jerky and Nylon Pantyhose Museum. Kids under 14 free. Do it today.
J.D.'s, J.D.'s, what a Southern boy needs.
Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
But, Mama, all I wanted to do was have a lettuce sandwich on gluten bread, a tall glass of buttermilk, and crawl under a bearskin rug. Why do I have to listen to that John Boy person and Billy whoever on that noisy Big Show? But, Mama...
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into Scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.